Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are gathered again this afternoon unto thee, O Lord our God, who purchased our salvation for us on the cross of Calvary. Lord, we thank you very much for your love. You loved us before the foundation of the world. Thank you because you are the one that formed us in our mother's womb. And you are the one, O Lord our God, that separated us and reveal your Son, Jesus Christ, unto us as you did unto our fathers, the apostles. We thank you very much, O Lord our God, for this great plan of redemption. Thank you indeed, O Lord our God, for the messenger you sent across our pathway. We ever be grateful unto you because it is the token of your love. We thank you very much for this morning service. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for the blessings we received from the preaching of your word in doctrine, in rebuke, in correction, in instruction unto righteousness. Help us, Heavenly Father, not to be dull of understanding. Give us grace and victory in our heart. Bless this afternoon service one more time, O Lord, as we look up to you. O our Father, help me, O Lord, help the interpreter with me. Take man out of the way. May the congregation look away from man, away unto Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Bless the assembly of the saints across the nation. Let them go to have their evening service. Thank you, our Father. May the Holy Spirit drop something that will melt the heart of the people and meet the needs of the hour. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please give us 41497. You sang in the morning. After the closing. Jesus is calling today. I believe that is exactly. Come to the Savior, please. That's exactly what I want us to see this afternoon. Because you are going to raise the after the service. Let's just follow the word. To read the prophecy of prophet Isaiah chapter 61. Then we'll go to St. Luke chapter 4. Isaiah
Isaiah ori kokale ni ogota.
Verses 1 and 2.
Ese kini ati ese keji.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Emi Oluwa Jehovah n be lara mi nitori ti o ti fi ami ororo yan mi lati wasu iyin rere fun awon otosi o si ti ran mi lati se awotan awon onirobinu je okan lati kede idasile fun awon igbekun ati isisile tubu fun awon onde.
Verse 2a. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
Lati kede odun itewopa Oluwa.
Luke chapter 4.
Irere Luke ori kerin.
Want to read? Okay. The same scripture anyway. I want to read verse 19. Jesus went to the temple.
Jesus lo wonu tabili.
As his manner was.
Keke bi se re ti ri.
Jesus doesn't meet miss church service.
Jesus ko kin pa ikonkon pa isin je.
And the apostles follow his steps.
Awon omo eyin re si man tele de.
That's why Peter and John in the hour of prayer, they were going together to the temple in the hour of prayer.
Eyi lo bi je pe Peteru ati Joanu won lo sinu temple ni akoko wakati adura.
May God help us to look away from man.
Je ki Olorun ko ran wa lowo lati gbara kuro ka ma wo eniyan.
And heed the word of God.
Ki a si
the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because, verse 18 I'm reading, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and a recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Verse 19. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Emi Oluwa n be lara mi nitori o fi ami ororo yan mi lati wasu in rere fun awon otosi o ti ran mi lati se iwosan awon okan onirobinu je lati wasu idasile fun awon igbekun. Itu riran fun awon afoju ati lati jowo awon ti apalara lowo lati kede odun itewogba Oluwa.
The Lord bless his word to us this afternoon.
Ki Olorun ko gukun kikoro re si wa ni
orule yi. Please have our seat.
Ejo je ka joko.
Church.
Ijo.
Don't say I've come again this new year.
It's
always my heart. Why is it that, you know, when people say God bless you, you are always quiet?
Why?
When we say the Lord bless his word to our heart, why are we quiet? Why? What kind of a spirit is that? That we cannot reply amen and let it ring into the ears of the Almighty God. Why church? Don't say as come, just bear with me. It's my heart. I'm saying this for my heart. I don't know. Something that will come, praise the Lord. You keep quiet. Preacher will come, praise the Lord, or bless the name of the Lord. God bless you. You are quiet. Why? What kind of a spirit is that? Don't say yes, Kambo. May God give us a change of heart. I know you may not like that. Whether you like it or not, I've said it. If it is the pastor that come and say it, what you will do, you will do.
to ba ye to so abudan to ba wa so mi ke se le se o.
May God help us.
Je ko Olorun ko ran wa lowo.
Let's do better, please.
Ejo je ka se daada si o.
Let's have a change because God is here.
Olorun wa ni bi yi.
This evening, this afternoon,
ni osan
yi. I want to speak on a jubilee year. Jubilee year.
Mo fe wa soro lori odun itusile.
Odun itasile.
Odun itasile.
Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Lati waasu odun itewogba Oluwa.
This is 54, bear with me, my brother. October 2, 1954. Jubilee year. Praise the Lord. The little time before us, where we stop, we continue by the grace of God, God's plan, our life. But let me just tell you that, please go to paragraph 46. It's Isaiah the prophet. You know, Isaiah was a major prophet of the Almighty
God.
He said, he has prophesied this about 500 or 800 years before Jesus Christ came.
O ti so asoteli leyi fun bi egberin odun ki Jesu Oluwa to de.
Under the inspiration of the Almighty God.
Ni abe imisi Olorun Eledumare.
That before Christ came.
Ki Jesu to de.
That he would be anointed to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Ni pe a o fi ami oroyan lati wa su odun itewogba Oluwa.
If you look at this Isaiah 61. It is a good news to the people.
Good news.
To bind the broken hearted. To open the eyes of the blind. To set the one in the prison free. May God help us. You know, our prophet said Jesus stopped there. Because that was the fulfillment of his first coming. Then the remaining portion of that chapter, verse
19,
is to happen at the coming of the Lord the second time. And the woman said, then it had to become just exactly that way for God through his prophet.
That
prophecy. He has spoken his word, and his word must come to pass. He has never failed at any time. Praise the Lord. So now, the Bible made us to know that when Jesus was here, he did many miracles, signs and wonders amongst the people, and yet the people find it difficult to understand him. He said because Isaiah has already prophesied. In Isaiah chapter 53. Who had believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Then I believe Isaiah chapter 6. After Isaiah saw the vision of the Almighty God in the temple, he saw God, Israel, the angels with six wings, two to cover his face, three to cover his feet, and with two flying, crying, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord, day and night like that. Then God said, who will go for all? And who shall I send? Then Isaiah said, here am I. Send me. Then he said, go and prophesy. Seeing they will see. Seeing. Yeah. They will see, but they will not understand. Hearing they will hear. But they will not be able to perceive. God help us. Our prophet always used physical things to touch spiritual. He said, okay, he made us to know here that prophecy repeats, or scripture repeats itself. The crisis when Herod wanted to kill Jesus, our Lord, when he was born, the angel of Lord came to him, to Joseph in a dream, asked to take the young child and the mother and go to Egypt. Until God will come back to him. Then after the death of Herod, the angel of Lord appeared to him again, asked him to take the child back to Jerusalem. Because they that were after his life had, were dead. When the prophet was trying to tell us here, to fulfill the scripture, out of Egypt I brought out my son. And remember that Israel was brought out of Egypt. May God help us. Verse 49. And this scripture tonight that we read here are fulfilled again in the days of the Gentiles. Listen, they have eyes, but they can't see. They have ears, but they can't hear. Don't forget again, I want to remind us that what they said, you can only look with your eyes, but you can only understand with your heart. You can only listen with your ears, but you can only understand with your heart. God help us. And God is doing miracles and signs, and God is doing miracles and signs and wonders, and people are just simply doing, I mean, closing their eyes to it. Because the prophecy has said it will be that way. So you see that God's work can never fail. Oh, we thank the Almighty God who has opened our spiritual eyes to see the message of our day. It is the message of our salvation. That when we believed it, we received it, and we do what God said we should do, through genuine repentance, Apostle Paul said, by when you do this, you are sealed with the spirit of, you are sealed with the spirit of God. May God help us. Praise the Lord. That is why we are praying day and night. And we cease not to pray. Those that are praying for the seekers of the Holy Ghost baptism. We know that God's word can never fail. Once you truly repented genuinely from your heart, God is duty bound to fill with the Holy Spirit. God is not a partial God. Yes, why Peter here spake this word? The Holy Ghost came upon those who had him. He's still the same God today. What he did in the house of Cornelius, he can still do today. He cannot fail. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now,
but
then Jesus was prophesied by Isaiah to preach the acceptable year. So that's what we want to deal with tonight. Now, the acceptable year was this, that in during the time between so many years, acceptable year is the year called called in the old writings, that's Old Testament now, the year of jubilee.
Ohun ni a pe ni odun idasile ninu majemu lai lai.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every seven years was a jubilee year.
Gbogbo odun keje keje ohun ni odun idasile.
You go to Leviticus.
Teba lo tin Leviticus
chapter 25 verse 10.
Orike dogbon.
Please can you give us Leviticus? Leviticus chapter 25.
Leviticus orike dogbon esekewa.
That's the scripture.
Eyi je iwe mimo.
Sorry, standing for me. Praise God.
Eyin Oluwa.
Yeah, Leviticus.
Leviticus
chapter 25.
Orike dogbon.
Verse 10.
Esekewa.
Listen to the word of God. Let's read for verse 9 first. And the Lord spake unto Moses. I'm reading the book of Numbers. Praise the Lord. Bear with me. Right. Verse 9 says, okay, let's read verse 10. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you. Listen, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. Praise the Lord. Verse 9 says, then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement, shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land.
Ki wo ki o si mu ki ipe ki o tun ni ijo kewa osu keje ni ojo etutu ni ki eyin ki o mu ipe na dun ni gbogbo ile yin.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, in that Leviticus chapter 25, the Bible made us to know the early part of the scripture. That every 6 years, they should sow their land. But on the 7th year, they should let it rest. Are you there? They should plant no crops. They let the crops in the land, in the field, to rest every 7 years. And at that time was a jubilee. I'm in paragraph 52. I don't know where you are. All right. God bless you. And every time that there was a slave, follow me now, that there was a slave had been sold, or a Hebrew man, or a Hebrew, a man has sold his children for slavery. The Bible said, that sounds horrible, a horrible thing. He said, but he stood a few nights ago and watched the same thing take place. When men will bring their daughters, young women, put them up in the slave market. And strip them down and sell them there for a slave. One of the fellows that was not in our party, but had joined up with us, bought a lovely young lady for the sum of $35. $35 and got a writing in law just like you get a title to a car. Some sold for $10. Some were just giving away. And how that in any place where the name of the Lord Jesus is in respect, human beings and women become no more than animals. That's serious, you know. We are bringing it to the spiritual side. And how we ought to place to praise God for the country that we live in. For the morals and things. It's a shame how we treat the things that we do as the freedom of God. Now they will sell a slave. Then this girl here now, she can go out and be a wife, or she can be a housemaid. The seller, look at her teeth, see how strong she is, whether she can walk or not, or if she's a virgin or not, and so forth. And you can buy them, get as many as you want. You can take care of as many as you can pay for. And now, the same thing was in the days of the law. When they took a slave and sold it, then every 7 years, there was a jubilee year come by. And this was a great time. And it has a great significance to the people of today. Great time. Now the slaves will be in the field or whatever or wherever they are at work, and then maybe bent down under the load of the tax master. The tax master or the owner. Remember, they have been sold out. We are bringing spiritual, physical things to spiritual. And he was full Lord and master over there, because he had a legal paper that showed that this slave belonged to him. He will treat it like a horse. Or whatever he wanted to. It was his slave. Don't forget that the spiritual taskmaster is the devil. Don't forget that. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. It was not shed in vain. Don't forget that the day of Jubilee is the day of atonement. Jesus, our Lord, has paid for our salvation. He has paid for our redemption. He's now inviting you. Do not delay, but come. May God help us. Praise the Lord. But then, every 7 years, it was the law of God that there was a jubilee year. And when this jubilee year come by, then the priest rode the land, sounding the trumpet, jubilee trumpet, like the gospel trumpet today. And we know that
Gospel means good news.
Ati mo wi pe irere o tumo si iroyin ayo.
That the day of salvation is here.
Wi pe odun ojo igbala.
That salvation is free.
Wi pe igbala o je ofe.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
So the okay. Sounding the trumpet. And every slave that had been bought with a price.
Gbogbo eru ti a ba si ti ra ni idiyele kan.
And become a servant. Was given the privilege to be made free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And go back home again. Back to his loved one. He was redeemed back by grace. What a jubilee. What a news. Hallelujah. By grace are ye saved. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise be to God. By grace. He was redeemed. By grace. If you are here this afternoon,
you are just ready now.
Grace has been made manifest. Sovereign grace by the sovereign one has been made manifest to you. Don't turn it down. God help me. He didn't have to pay anything. Young and old, brothers and sisters, salvation is free. Without money, without Christ,
you
didn't work for it at all. Jesus, our Father, our Savior, he saw you in the mark of sin. He saw me in the mark of sin, sinking. Like the song we used to sing, I was sick deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained with sin, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea had my despairing cry. And from the waters now, he lifted me. Save am I. Oh, amazing grace. Oh my, praise the Lord. He didn't have to pay nothing. The slave then. He loved his loved ones, didn't have to pay nothing. It was an act of God. An act of God. It's amazing grace. An act of God. Amen. Yes, sir. What a beautiful illustration. Today, that men and women in our country and everywhere have sold themselves out to sin. Praise God. Drinking, gambling, carousing, doing things that they ought not to do, and become slaves to the devil. They become slaves to the devil. Is this thinking?
They become
slaves to the devil. I met a young lady here not long ago. She said, Brother
Abraham,
I would give anything if I could only break this band of whiskey. She said, I started when I was a little girl, went with a boy that drank. We started mixing drinks. And I become a perfect slave to eat. If I don't have it, she says, I just go wild. If I could only get rid of this, I said, you can't do it yourself. But I know someone who can break it for you. The Lord Jesus Christ has come and make you free. Young boys, young girls, this is good news for you or to you this evening, that you cannot save yourself. You cannot break the power of Adamic fallen nature. No matter how much you try, Jesus, he paid it all for you on the cross of Calvary. Why are you delaying? Tomorrow, you will not see tomorrow. It's not, we are not threatening one another. It is the word of God. Because when Abraham taught us in the sermon, a young man will say, I'm still young. In the future, I'll give my life to Christ. Future, Abraham said, you are not the owner of your life. Somebody own your breath. Don't be like the rich young ruler.
He
can be any woman. So why you hear his voice today? Harden not your heart. Young girl, young boy, today when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Salvation is of the law. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. You cannot do by your. No power in any man. The power of sin. It takes God Himself. The blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross of Calvary. Oh, young and old, jubilee is on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We used to sing that song.
In Yoruba,
Odun idasile ti de. Pada le se pada.
Odun
idasile. Oh, se repe. Any soon. Now my boy. I was family or the other. You the Lord. Jesus. He has already finished the work. Why are you delaying? God help us. All right. Brian, let's go to paragraph 73. On the count of our time. Paragraph 73. Because of this, our time. Now, in these days, when the priest, listen, they will take a man out there and maybe hold him in the cornfield. The master walking down. Master walking down, whipping him with the whip. Say, hurry up now. Hurry up there. Get to hurry up with what you are doing. Because he's the owner. He's full law. That is what Satan does to man in the spiritual realm. But just as soon as that trumpet sounded, that man could throw that all down and say, I won't owe with this no more. Oh, buddy, I won't owe with this no more. Are you here, a liar? Are you here, a liar? A thief? A cheat? You cannot. Look, there is power in the blood of Jesus. To break that bondage. Are you a flesh? Are you living immoral life? Like that girl, the prophet speaker. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the Lord. That is the master. Over sin. Say Jesus is master over sin. Look, Jesus is master over Satan. God help us. I won't with this no more. And the tax master, that slave driver, which is Satan now, was forbidden to touch him anymore.
Oh,
you have to be going to Kotobe. He has no more power. That is what Jesus Christ did for you and me on the cross of Calvary. Oh, once we were under jurisdiction, he tells you to do this, go and do it. He tells you to go and do it, go and do it. But when you come to Christ, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. It is the act of the Almighty God. It's redeemed by grace. She's redeemed by grace. But these things never pass over our
heads.
Listen, don't just sit down under justification and be baptized in water. There is more to that. Jesus wants to sanctify you and fill you with the Holy Spirit. Some have sit down pelekutu.
Like brother
Moses interpret. People have sat down pelekutu. They don't want to move on. Listen to me for Christ's sake. But Abraham made us to know. She said the Ephesian brethren. She said they repented. Fine. Of their sin. They were baptized in water. He said, but they stopped there. Don't stop their brother. Don't stop their sister. Say, they did not go on to receive the Holy Ghost. You must go on to receive the Holy Ghost. But I want you to know, God still answer prayer. Because Jubilee time is on. This is the acceptable year. The gospel trumpet is sounding.
Oh,
open your heart to the word of God. Repent from the depth of your heart and be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. Let me say this. We should not be ignorant of the things of God. Hey, may God forgive us of our ignorance. If you are here and you know that you have not been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ and every December 31st, you want to come to this place to eat Lord's Supper, that is serious. You are eating damnation to yourself. Hey, look, I'm not afraid to say this. It is the word of God. You are not yet been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for just for remission of your sin, justification, and then you go ahead second stage of redemption. No, sanctification. Talk less of not yet receiving the Holy Spirit when you are hearing it all the time behind this sacred desk, that it is only those who are baptized in the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ that are eligible. I pray you not crucify me for that. It is the word of God. May God have mercy upon our ignorance. But the thing is this. Time of ignorance, God overlooked. He has commanded all men to repent. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. All right. The jubilee was on. The atonement was made, and all the slaves could go free. I owe with this one no more. I'm free. Listen to the prophet. I remember myself. Oh my, when I had that good news come to my heart. Oh yes. You receive this good news, this jubilee in your heart. Not in your head. In your heart. As a little old sinner, sinner boy, laying in on the hospital. Hospital bed. The doctor says, you got 3 minutes to live. I had a sound from heaven that told me jubilee year was on. Look, brother. John 3:16 is jubilee trumpet. It's jubilee trumpet. Whatever someone you had that made you to give your life to Christ and made you to repent of your sins genuinely from your heart, and you are baptized in water by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ, it is jubilee. It is jubilee trumpet. That sounded not in your head but in your heart. It is the act of God. No cobble you paid. Your parents, your loved ones paid no cobble. Oh, amazing grace. It is the act of grace. You are redeemed by grace. Oh my, it's a wonderful, glorious experience.
All
right, praise the Lord. Yeah, jubilee year was on. I accepted the Lord Jesus, turned loose all the shackles of sin, and I said to the devil, you can do me. And you can't do me any more harm.
Oh, they say me ni biki bika kama.
Because I have given my life to Christ. To Christ Jesus. And you could whip me. You can't whip me anymore.
Oh, let me pass. Glory
to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Satan, you can't whip me anymore. Brothers, sisters, you must have a personal testimony. An encounter. Personal encounter with Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Amen and amen and amen. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. So you can't whip me anymore. Since then, he has blocked me. Somebody that blocks. Like when you come here sometimes, you see these Indian hand boys. My shell on you.
I will cut your head, your neck.
My queen, let's say.
I will break your neck.
Okay, Allen. What? They must not have. They must just. No, must not. Look, Satan can no more. What man say? He can block me.
Oh, the Allen, mommy.
Praise the Lord. He said, he has blocked me.
Oh, the Allen, mommy.
Lot of times. But he has not been able to touch me since.
Oh, man.
Look, Jesus is the only secure place. Jesus is his only refuge. Satan cannot come into. It's wonderful. It's amazing grace. It is the act of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. Let me see. Praise the Lord. Because it's just a blow. It's just a blow. I can hear his whip cracking and pumping and so forth, but it doesn't do no good because he can't get me, because I belong to the Lord now. Amen. Amen. Now notice. Oh goodness. Now we notice this fellow. We are going to close with this now. We notice this fellow, the slave now, after he was free to go, he must go back to his home. Go back to his loved ones. Go back to his wife and children. He was free. He didn't have to be a slave no more.
Thank you, Jesus.
But the next paragraph says, but here is the tragedy. Here is the tragedy. Because in Exodus chapter
21,
Exodus 21. Oh my. You read verses 3 and 4. Okay, let's read verse 2. Exodus 21. If thou buy an Hebrew servant 6 years, he shall serve. And in the seventh, he shall go out free for nothing. If he came by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and the children shall be the master's, and he shall go out by himself. Verse 5 says, and if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him unto the judges as witnesses now. Are you there? He shall also bring him to the door or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his hair through with an oar, and he shall serve him forever. That is the most tragic thing there. Brothers and sisters, boys and girls, after you have heard this glorious gospel, the Bible says it is the gospel of our salvation. When you receive it, it says you are sealed with the seal of... Oh, how did the Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 says about it? Bear with me. Oh my. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 13. I love that scripture. Okay. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye had the word of truth, hallelujah, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen.
Thank you, Lord.
This servant now, this slave, we are closing with this. If that slave didn't desire to go back, And he wanted to remain. To remain there. Then his master woke up to him and said, "You desire to still be my slave?" Yes. Then they took him down to the temple, told him before the people as a public testimony, put his ear to the put his ear up against the post, and put an oar and margin in the air. Then he could never be free. He had to be a servant as long as he lived. He must continue to serve his this master, this slave master driver, as long as he lived. If he willfully rejected his call and opportunity to be free. Church, may God help us. This one here, bring it to the spiritual. When you hear the gospel of your day, which is the message of the hour, and you willfully reject it, then Satan mark your spiritual ear. May God help you. And may that not be, may it not be too late. It is not the will of God for you when you are under the anointing, under this glorious message, to hear this glorious truth. God help us. And then you willfully, you think you are enjoying, it's for a while. It's for a season. You are enjoying nothing. You are only serving Satan. Then he becomes your master all the days of your life. I hope I'm not misinterpreting the scripture to you, because that is the word of the Lord. Physical time is spiritual. Obey said you are marked all the days of your life. You are coming back by the grace of God. God's prayer. He made us to know there are two types of marks. The mark of God and the mark of Satan. Because of our time, let's bow our heads. But for now, let's think on these few things. Jubilee year is going on now. Don't turn Jesus away. Don't do it. It is dangerous. It is serious. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. I expect you to know better. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in his word, he has shown us the way. The message of Malachi 4 is the way of life. This is what is preparing his bride. Washing, cleansing, purging, purifying, have a glorious church, a pure bride, without spot, without blemish, without any wrinkle, chaste, no single worldliness. It is the act of God. It is by grace. Church, Children, we are praying for you.
Hey,
don't let it be too late. Don't forget that when you are eating, you don't put your eba or amala, whatever it is, or sebo, you don't put it into your nose. You know where the mouth is. You know better.
Oh my,
when you go to school, to go and join bad company. Is the brother going now? Is he praying at all? Is that among the people that are praying? Are you concerned at all? You are praying here, you are just strolling out.
They
go have mercy upon your soul. Time to pray, you are strolling now. Let's ponder over these things. Lord, be merciful to me. Let this word reflect itself in me. While you are in your right senses, that you can still think right, why not come to Christ? Why God has not allowed Satan to cook your brain with terrible fever, that you don't know what you are doing again? Yes, why not come to Christ? Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in this world, He has shown us the way. Think of these things. Don't eat with it with your right hand. Take this word of God, take Christ and put him in your heart. Oh, don't let it be too late. This is a new year,
2026.
You don't know what whether I'm going to end this week, whether you are going to end this week. God spend our lives. Oh God, help me. Let me call on the associate pastor. Don't willfully turn down the message of your day, the gospel of your salvation.
As we bring the service to a close, should there be somebody there wanted the help of God concerning the things that we have had? You can make your request known to God by your uplifted hand. King of kings and the Lord of lords, we are grateful unto you for this privilege that you are giving to us again to sit at your feet and learn of you. But we appreciate, dear God, your word that has come to us in this simple way through this message, Jubilee Year. Thank you for the messenger you sent to us, Lord, that you gave him special inspiration, Lord, to preach these messages under divine anointing. And Lord, with the instruction you are giving unto him to store the food there, that the bride will have need of it. He couldn't even set his feet in Nigeria, Lord, but all the countries he could not touch, the message is there now, preparing the bride for the rapture. We thank you, O God, for calling us, Lord, because you foreknew us before the world began. Our names are put in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's why you have brought us to your table to come and dine. And we could testify that since you have brought us closer, this spiritual food in this season has done our souls good. We are grateful unto you. These that we have had this afternoon, so evening, we pray, dear God, that your spirit will water them in our hearts. Lord, I might bring us closer unto you. If there be anyone, O God, who is still in the captivity of the enemy, Lord, and is hearing the sound of Jubilee, sounding through the preaching of this message, dear Lord, the courage for such a person to throw down the old, Lord, to be free from the, Lord, torture of the enemy, of the tax master, the devil, may you give unto such, Heavenly Father. We pray, King of Kings, that as many among your children that are trusting you for the Holy Ghost baptism, the confirmation of their election, may you lift up their faith, their God. It will be our delight, O God, that, Lord, very soon there will be testimony almost in every service of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, O God, for as many as have repented of recent and have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we have had plenty of water baptism in the last few months. And we trust, O God, that you that made your word to get to the people to the extent that they could take that step, may they not stop their Heavenly Father. We pray that they will continue on to receive the Holy Spirit. It's our desire, O God, that when that day shall come, the things that we have heard, O God, in His purity here, we never condemn any of us at that day. May these things prepare us for your coming. May we be among the number, O God. We pray, Father, that when, O God, that day shall arrive, all of us will rejoice, Lord, to meet the bridegroom in the air. Grant it, dear Father. Lord, your word tonight that has gone forth, may your spirit water it, dear Father. We pray for your servant that you have made yourself. Lord, we ask, O God, that the virtue that has left him, may you return it back, dear Father. We pray you recall him and lift up the honor of his ministry. Grant his desires, dear Father. Lord, your servants throughout this year that will have missionary journeys and everything before them, may your grace guide and lead them. And Lord, whichever way you lead them, may you go with them, Father. May they constantly be a source of blessing unto your people. Answer their prayers for the sick and the afflicted, Lord, and as they preach, may your word accomplish your purpose in the life of the people. Thank you, Eternal Father. Throughout the services of today, we have received your blessing from the Sunday school to this last service of the day. May these blessings be permanent in our life, O God. And we remember all the verses we have used today, not only to preach, the interpreters, the officers at the post of duty, Lord, song leaders, superintendents, Lord, people with the engine, with the computer, the musicians, and everybody, both the one in charge of broadcasting. We ask that you remember everyone, dear Father, and bless them in return, O God. And we ask, O Eternal Father, for those who have knelt down to call upon your name, to ask for your blessing on each of the services, may you bless them also, Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. This new week that we have started today, we commit ourselves into your hand, that you guide our feet, that you will hold our hands. Be with every one of us, Lord. Prosper our way, Heavenly Father. We ask that you be with workers, be with business people. Watch over travelers, O God. May your continual protection be upon every one of us. And keep us healthy and strong, Heavenly Father. Perfect the health of the sick ones. Strengthen the weak ones, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. And the services that is left this week, may they be a blessing unto us. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. The servant that went to Bakatari, thank you for bringing him back, O God. We are grateful unto you. We trust, O God, that has been a great blessing to the people there. May you water his effort also. Thank you, dear Father. As we dismiss to go back to our homes, may you go with us. May your peace and your blessings and your glory and your favor may follow all of us, Lord. thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And you, Lua.
Oh, okay. We have with us Mama Abiodogundazi, mother of Brother Lukule.
Mama Arakunrin wa Lukule.
God bless you, ma. Happy New Year. You are welcome, ma. God bless you. You are welcome, ma. Yeah. Brother Jeremiah, send greetings to
Jeremiah.
You know, since after the convention in Ekiti that they attended, he has been on merry-go-round. Merry-go-round.
Okay, merry. What's in gbadun kaakiri o? Merry.
Yeah, I followed them through status. I see they went to Ekogosi to Jolo there, and then from there to Abuja. Yeah, they've enjoyed themselves. And they'll be leaving Abuja tomorrow morning.
Abuja alola.
And even in Abuja, I saw that they went to even the this people's corner, the Kilichi corner. No, the university, because I saw it snapped the thing, University of Kilichi. He visited the place.
What on Lossi Ile Wigigati Kilichi?
Yes.
It's
been a merry go round.
So,
yeah, I said they will take off tomorrow morning and get to Ekiti tomorrow. On Tuesday, they will proceed to Ibadan finally. So let's pray for joining mercies for them. That the Lord will bring them safe. God bless you all. Shall we rise? Joyful, joyful, without being to be. When from sin our hearts are pure and free, and we shall have the Savior with you. Yes, in our eternal, if I did. Bless you till we meet again.
God, Savior within, in our eternal home. Oh, come to the Savior, make no delay. Hey, in His word, He has shown us the way. Yeah, in our midst, He's standing today, tenderly saying, come, hallelujah. Joyful, joyful with the meek and be, who went from sin our hearts are pure and free. Oh, and we shall gather, Savior with thee. In our eternal home, oh, say, so far the children, oh, hear His voice. Let every heart leap forth and rejoice, oh, and let us freely making my choice. Do not delay, but come. Oh, joyful, joyful will the meeting be. Oh, when from sin our hearts are pure and free. Oh, and we shall gather, Savior with thee, in our eternal home.